This is KUTX 98.9, and we are live in Studio 1A with a live studio audience! It is a great night for another After Hours performance during Fall Membership Drive. We are so lucky because we have the Artist of the Month for October. Fantastic, with a new album called The Beat Is Dead and a release show coming up Thursday the 27th at 3:10 at ACL Live. Please welcome back to Studio 1A, Nina Diaz.
Insist on me not sleeping. I remember. Time passed and I'm clear again. Digging holes calms the mind. I'm not afraid of the crowd. Oh, I'm afraid of myself.
Sink in another world. Sink in another world. You fall down.
I know all your secrets. And I will push you to the ground. Yes, I know all your secrets. I know all your secrets. I know all your secrets. I know all, and you say, 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 and you say.
Nina Diaz in Studio 1A and KUTX 98.9. Very stoked about The Beat Is Dead, Nina. I was geeking out on it just this evening.
Thank you.
As I am apt to do. You know I'm a geeky geek.
I know. And, I know about you. I like it. I like what I know about you.
Oh, you know all my secrets.
I know all your secrets.
Oh, dear. Not tonight.
Oh.
It's just... When I was, you know what I do? I tend to look at other people who are finding connections to the album, maybe in a similar way or in ways that I find are interesting. And the thing that I kept hearing about is the strength and the vulnerability. It's both of these things in the album. There is, like, I was just writing these notes, like, there's darkness and there's something light. Mm-hmm. There's the struggle and the emergence, you know. There's beauty and ferocity. And I'm trying to figure out the appeal. You know, I love it. I know I'm like, oh, yeah, but there's this badass woman. Hello, Nina. And yet it's also so vulnerable. It's like, oh, I'm afraid of myself, by the way.
Right.
I mean, God, just kind of share a little bit about that experience. That is so tremendous, and yet it's also scary.
It is because I don't know how much you do know about how the solo project came about. Has to do with my sobriety, because starting off really young in music, I was 13, went through some dark days and kind of stayed there a little too long than I should have. And I had to get out of that cycle. It was just a repetitive, constantly victimizing myself and using and drinking. And I'm 3.5 years sober now. And
congratulations.
Thank you. I always like it when people cheer, because no one ever cheers when they say that they're drunk. They're just like, oh, yeah. But yeah, 3.5 years. And what I found is finding my sobriety, I went to meetings and went through the steps, and you're kind of faced of looking at yourself in a mirror, literally and figuratively, you know, of knowing what you did and showing accountability. And it's scary when you finally figure out who you are, because sometimes you hate it, but then you have to just go with it and face things. And I feel like during this album, I was still finding myself in my sobriety. And I think that's why it seems like a roller coaster ride, because that's what any transition is, whether it is sobriety or a relationship you're getting out of or a new job or a new school or anything that's different. I feel like this is my way of capturing that story. And that's why I like when people say they can feel the darkness but the light. And that's exactly what I was trying to show it in song.
Totally a roller coaster ride with no seatbelt. You know, sometimes it's like you're hanging just by your foot in the.
And sometimes you like it, and then it's like, wait a minute, no. I need to get a handle on things.
It's such a tremendous strength to it. And I also feel as though it really lit a fire as far as your live performance, because you bring it live,
And
everyone.
Yeah, because, half of the set now, I have Travis here, he's playing guitar, and I get to step away from my guitar for a while. And I found, because within this solo project, it's all about me trying those new scary things. And that's me testing myself too. And what's the biggest thing I could do is step away from my guitar for a while, because it's a comfort to me for half of my life, having it. So to be able to put it down and trust Travis with taking the role and taking the lead, and that gives me the chance to, I mean, if I didn't have to stay right here, I would definitely go and make everyone feel uncomfortable. I do like to get inside of people, and not inside, in people's spaces.
In people's spaces. Oh, now, stop that tittering, You know what she meant. Sound like a school marm, but no, exactly.
It's fun.
So much fun. Well, the name of the album is The Beat Is Dead. And remember, the release show is coming up Thursday the 27th at 3:10 at ACL Live. I think we have time for one more. Give us one more.
And y'all have y'all's tickets, right?
Yeah, you gotta get some tickets.
All right. You're holding out yourself some. This next one's Screaming Without a Sound.
I see you breathing out, take another breath and let it out. Take 6 steps back again, 6 feet buried underground. You will be found screaming without a leave it to the loner to be crawling in the streets. You make us proud. You understand me clear? Do you understand me clear? Oh, no. Every time you know that you are gonna shake it up, you feel the doubt. it's back again. You must breathe and let it out. You will be found screaming without a sound. I never knew you to be so misunderstood and lost control. Here's what you're telling now. Bring it back to the old days when you felt no pain. Okay, take a look inside yourself. Now you're not to blame. You'll find a way to make a change. Shining black, a way you're a simple thing. Bring it back to the old days when you felt no pain. Okay, take a look inside yourself. Now you're not to blame. It's when you tell them now. Bring it back to the old days when you have felt no pain. Okay, take a look inside yourself. Now you're not to blame. Oh. Every time you try to find a reason, reason beats you to the ground. To take a breath and you will see.
KUTX Artist of the Month, Nina Diaz, in Studio 1A, screaming without a sound. Get the new album. It's called The Beat is Dead. And you need to get tickets for the release show. That's coming up Thursday the 27th at 3:10 at ACL Live. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. If you like to get tickets or you need more information, you can go to 310austin.com. That's where they get the tickets.
Or ninadiazmusic.com.
Oh, hello. ninadiazmusic.com.
And you know, I'm going to be playing Waterloo on...
And that's right. You have Waterloo Records in-store performance on Sunday, and I'm going to be there too. That's
so if you can't... Well, no, you should make it to both.
To both.
It'll be a good time.
Highly recommend both, and check it out again. Nina, thank you to you and the band for playing again in Studio 1A. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say happy birthday to my friend David out there.
Cool. Hey, David, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Sexy boy.
Sexy boy, David. Thank you.
Everyone, give it up for Nina Diaz.
Thank you. I love her. She's awesome.
She's brilliant. Fantastic. Some other thank yous are in order. I did want to say a big thank you to Odell Brewing Company for providing the liquid refreshment this evening. And I also want to give a shout out to the KUTX multimedia crew. Because of them, you get to see all kinds of cool clips on our website, kutx.org. And of course, thanks to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. The audience gets some extra music tonight, but I gotta head back to the control room. Thank you, studio audience. You've been awesome.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening. I'm Lori Gallardo from Studio 1A. This is KUTX 98.9.